Hello, and welcome to the Inner Sanctum.
Welcome here to our thing, our pre-show. And the LA Kings and the, who the fuck is wearing this outfit? This is the, is this Daryl Evans? Daryl Evans, a former King who now does studio reporting for the NHL Network, I think. Or is this the Kings? I don't know what this is. Season high 5-game win streak for the LA Kings. I guess this is LA Kings. It's Fox Live. Okay. The NHL Network is picking up the Fox, or they had the game. Anyway, who won the game? Kings? Kings played the Blues. Let me get the goddamn camera going here. Because I've yet to start the video of the thing. Crazy, man. I got to get Adam over here. Got to get you over here, Adam. All right, groovy, man. There it is. There is our video cast. And is that a still? Still too? All around the world. All around the world. I don't know where to go, where to go. I like, you know what, I think I ought to just keep that slide. I dig that slide. That's the slide we should just have for the show. That's it, you know. Yeah, Phil, it's a whole army of fucking, you know, it's a whole army of people who are ostensibly, they look like they're protesting some dictatorship. Or maybe it's just some wild fucking election, but there's a picture of me. This is one of my favorite pics. The other one that I like is this one, but they got to have a picture of me in there. That's the thing. Otherwise, it doesn't work, you know. I mean, it just doesn't work, you know. Let me put that one there. There you go. Now you're talking, baby. All around the... What happened to that? Wait a minute. This is what I want. No, no, no. This is the one that I want. Yeah. And then, I don't know. I think it's funny. But what do I know? I just want to go back and forth between this slide behind me. You have to be watching the video now, folks. I apologize. And then this one of me just going, ha, 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 ha. I don't fucking know. All right, motherfuckers. Today is our usual encore day. I know yesterday, I know that Saturday, you know, I know that Monday was an encore of a Kenny Slag show. We meant to play that for you and did not last week. No, actually, we didn't mean to play it for you last week. We had so many requests for it that we threw it in yesterday. So today's regular encore show is up. So are we going to have three encore shows this week? Yes, I guess we are. I'm sorry, but that's kind of, we're staying on schedule there. Okay? Now then. We had an internet outage problem here earlier. That was a real fucking drag. Don't tell me we're happy. No, we're not. We're back. We had an internet outage situation that bummed me up. And, it was very interesting because, you know, we got, we called Spectrum as our internet company. And, they're having a large volume of calls, as you probably have heard that message many times. And so you're advised to go online to manage your account. I can't go online. We can't go online because the motherfucking thing is offline. Now you sit and you say, of course, that's one of life's ironies. But then we went so far as to call 911 originally to get the number for Spectrum because we're offline, so we don't have an ability to go online. Usually, I don't even... Do you guys even fuck with 411 anymore? I don't. I just look for the number online. And I'm always on my phone. This is my primary way of doing everything, in case you guys were wondering. I don't sit at a fucking desktop for shit, okay? Who the fuck has time, man? I'm out, I'm around, I'm doing, I'm grooving, I'm moving, I'm everywhere, man. So I'm not sitting at a motherfucking desktop. And I'm not really working on a laptop either, because that's a hassle. And I'm not working on a goddamn iPad. This is it. What I can't do on this, I'll go to an iPad or a laptop. My last line of defense is the good old thingamajiggy here that I'm looking at here, my desktop. So I'm looking up numbers online, you know. I'm looking up phone numbers. What's the phone number I'm looking up online? Can't do it because I ain't got my fucking internet. So I'm fucked, double fucked, trying to do that. You dig? Looks like the Kings won this one 3-0. Oh, ooh. Kings over the Blues. This one played in St. Louis. That's rough. The Blues won their first Stanley Cup. Was it 2 years ago? Yeah, they won their first Stanley Cup 2 years ago, 2019. Last year, it was the Tampa Bay Lightning. I could give a fuck, but you know what? My hat's off to the Tampa Bay Lightning, the badass team. Great team. Beat the Dallas Stars, which another team I could give a shit about. I was in Minnesota when the Dallas Stars left, when they were the Minnesota North Stars, and they left Minnesota in 93 for the 93 season. I was there. I think I was there the first season they were gone, if I'm not mistaken. And the hatred that they had up there for the owner of the team, Norm Green, was unbounded. And I know that he's found new, and I don't know where Mr. Green is today, if he still owns the team. But he found the riches he so desired, and he found the whatever it was he was looking for, he found it in Dallas. Leaving behind a market that is a hockey, not just a hockey market, the whole goddamn state, the whole upper Midwest, as they like to call it. So now they have the Minnesota Wild, baby. And the arena that they built for the Minnesota Wild, if I'm not mistaken, if they built the arena new or they redid the St. Paul arena there, you know, but it's right down the street from where I used to fucking live. That would have been rad, you know, that would have been a really cool thing had they had the team then, because I live in Lower Town. I lived in Lower Town, St. Paul, and I was right along the river, and the new arena, I believe, for the Wild is right down the river from where I used to live, like not more than maybe 10, 15 blocks. And it would have been a fun thing. All right. What are we doing today? Today, we're going to go back in time. This is the month of February. We're going to go back maybe a long ways, man. Let's go to 2014. What do you think? 2014, that'd be scary. 2014 is a time when we were doing three-hour shows still. We were still doing the radio show, if I'm not mistaken, or am I mistaken? Phil and the crew tackle the topic of Congressman Grimm and is threatening a reporter with being tossed from a balcony. Pastor Rennick tells Phil that a recent push to protect seatbelt use among African Americans will fail. Seatbelts feel too much a return to slavery. Phil discusses the Arizona anti-gay legislation with Youth Minister Dave Castorini. Reverend Castorini loves the sinner but hates the sin. Jay Sanderson talks up the dangers of jaywalking, remembers the night in college he did the tighten up in the middle of it. Wasn't that Steve Bozell's song? Highlights. Episode 69, Phil Henry Show Highlights. What is this? Oh, shit.
World-famous Phil Henry Show. Do we have Jay Santos lined up for this? I try to get Bud.
There is no video cast for this.
Jay Santos, I'll see.
Well, who do...
Wow. I don't know, dude. Was there video here? For 2014? Maybe not. Let me look. No, no video. All right, cool. Groovy, whatever, what have you. Go back to the archive. We have got a problem here, though, man. There's no question about it in terms of the... Let's see what I got here, man. Let's check this out. This maybe when we got back to... We got a noisy pot here. I got to get Adam in here. God damn it. We may need a new board. That's the part that really hacks me off. Let's see... Friday, February 27th, Voodoo Rugs, Gary Pipe. What the fuck is this? No, don't want the pre-show. I want this.
Yes, this is the cast of Empire, and this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What do you think of this, Margaret?
I like it, but I'm very excited about kicking off the program today in style. So I will be singing another song.
Well, is this going to be a standard thing?
Well, let's not talk about it now. Phil's opening the show.
Yes, thank you. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And we're here until whenever. We'll just do this until... We'll do it until we drop.
Yeah, gotta just do it till you drop, you know? That's what Mr. Lombardi would say. Well, you don't know what Mr. Lombardi would say.
My bud's referring to...
We're watching a program about Vince Lombardi, and I don't think Vince Lombardi would have much good to say about what... And there's nothing against you, Phil, but about this this puddle of, I really have to say, this puddle of effluvia.
Oh, my Christ.
I know what effluvia means.
Well, aren't you something special that...
What do you mean, Mr. Henry?
Basically means, you know...
All right, I'll tell you. It means shit.
Okay.
Jesus. Bullshit. I don't think a lot of Lombardi fans know that about his family, or they know that about him, that he was really a great man when it came to, a very progressive man when it came to gay rights, and that came to him as the result of his family experience. And I want to say the name Marv Fleming, and if I'm wrong, then I apologize. He's not out, but I think it's Marv Fleming was one of the players on the Packers that Vince Lombardi was vocal in protecting from any kind of harassment, you know, and that kind of thing. All right, so
nice, Phil. That's great. We don't give a shit, okay, motherfucker.
Bob Bacon comes on. Bob Green then will come on, and then what do we want to do? Want to wrap it up, huh? I think that's. Shit, that sounds like a really decent fucking show.
You better be good to me. That's how it's got to be. Because you don't... I don't really like a lot of these places that Frank books have the other mother...
Oh, that is so noisy, man.
I think Margaret ought to sing that, don't you? I think she should.
Jesus, that's fucking noisy.
Write that down, man. Get that up note here.
Just hate that.
Boy, some touched by the show of...
Twain and twice as Wayne.
Thank you. That's very funny, and it's also extremely, well, it hurts. It hurts deeply.
Oh, Phil.
Yeah, I'm sure it does, Phil.
All right, anyway, get back, Jack. Get
the jive ball.
Right. Jack?
Here we go.
This is Empire.
That's it, okay.
See, this will turn it up and everything like that, see?
Phil Henry Show.
This will turn it up and everything like that, see?
All right.
Now, Phil, I've been the manager at Boo Runs now for about 4 years.
This is going to be weird.
All right, here we go. Gary Pipe, who's the... are you ready?
Yeah, here we go.
And...
Gary.
All right, bitch.
Right, bitch.
I'm ready to go, man. Yeah, here we go.
Let's do this thing here, and let's do this thing here. Let's enter the full screen. Let's talk shit. Let's talk shit, man, okay? All right. Boom! We're ready to rock this motherfucker. Okay, cool. Hi, guys. It's Phil Henry for the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And we've been here and there and everywhere telling you about our backstage pass. We've been telling you about... In fact, today... I need to do Sheath underwear today.